Good evening.
Good evening.
Glad you're here.
Glad you're here.
I like Sunday night. I was saved on a Sunday night service. And I know there's some churches that's not having Sunday night services now, but I think they're missing something. Amen. We're here to worship the Lord. Tell someone near you, I'm glad you came tonight. We had church this morning, and we're having church tonight. Praise God. Ever since the Lord saved me in 1952, I've been having church. And I'm not going to quit. Amen. Serving the Lord. Remember the prayer benefit cards for those that respond tonight. I'll be challenging you again at the conclusion of the message. I am a motivator, and I pray to the Lord constantly that He will really help me to motivate His people. Praise God. You got some good things going. You got some good ministries on the vine out there. And so just keep it going. Someone might not think you're doing it right, but I think you are. You're getting results. Amen. Praise God. Well, someone might think you're not doing it right because you do it different, but God gives you the privilege to do it different if you want to. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We're on the Lord's team. Amen.
Amen.
We're on the Lord's team. If you want to turn with me in the Scriptures, turn to the book of Judges, chapter 6, for our Scripture reading tonight. I appreciate all the good, favorable inputs that have been shared with me by different ones among the congregation. Just keep a bragging on me and I'll keep a preaching. Amen. Now, I'm not going to quit if you quit bragging. Okay, I'm going to keep preaching. The Lord called me to preach. Amen. So it's wonderful when we affirm one another. It's good. There's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
Amen. I'm not going to get the big head by you saying favorable comments on my preaching, my effort. Just go ahead and do it. It won't hurt me. Okay?
Right.
And I love you. I think you're doing a great job. And I appreciate your pastor for inviting me to come for these services today. I appreciate it so very much. See, the pastors are in charge. I'm not. Amen.
Amen.
And so someone recently said, when are you going to come to our church again? I said, when I receive an invitation. Yeah. I don't determine when I'm going to come to somebody's church. That's the pastor's privilege. Amen. Thank you, Pastor, for inviting me to come.
Amen.
I'm sure that you could get someone that can preach more powerful than I have, but you can't get anyone that's going to have more fun at it than I do. Amen. Judges 6, beginning at verse number 11. The message that I have chosen to share with you tonight, I have entitled, A Zero Plus Jesus makes a hero.
All right.
Now we're going to read about a man that knew he was a zero. Have you ever felt that you were just a zero? If you have, let me see your hand. Praise God. That pretty well covers all of us. Amen. Amen. So we find in Judges 6, beginning at verse number 11, and there came an angel of the Lord and sat under an oak, which was in Ophrah, that pertained unto Joash the Abiezrite. And his son Gideon threshed wheat by the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, The Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. And Gideon said unto him, O my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befallen us? And where be all his miracles, which our fathers told us of, saying, did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord hath forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. And the Lord looked upon him and said, go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee? And he said unto him, O my Lord, wherewith shall I serve Israel? Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house. And the Lord said unto him, surely I will be with thee, and thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man. Father, I ask you again to bestow your anointing upon your word. Let it come alive, Lord, and give life unto us. Anoint this thy servant, Lord, that I might speak your word under the powerful and loving anointing of the Holy Spirit, and anoint your people. Lord, don't let any one of us leave here tonight without experiencing your anointing, for the anointing which we have received of you abideth in us, and we need that no man teach us, but that same anointing shall teach us of all things. Lord, anoint us tonight with your wonderful presence, with your great love, with your magnificent power, and to fulfill your great purpose for us. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Now, if I get to where I can't preach it, will you preach it? Got any volunteers? Amen. Just preach with me. Preach with me. Preach with me. Okay, now, zero. A zero tallies up, totals up to be nothing. Gideon knew he was a zero. God called on him and said, oh, mighty man of valor. And, of course, he said what we would say, who, me? Okay, who, me? Yeah, mighty man of valor. Gideon knew he was a zero. And he said to the angel, my family is poor, and I am the least in my father's house. All of my brothers and sisters are greater than I am. I am a zero. Our family is just zeros. I'm a double zero. I think it's pretty normal for us to feel like we're nothing and nobody, insignificant, unimportant, but God's got a different idea about you. Amen. Now, the family was poor. They had no royalty. They had no prestige in society. They had nothing of advantage. They were truly zeros. Now, Gideon was the least of his family. All his brothers and sisters were greater than him. He had never done anything significant. All his family knew he was a nobody. Praise God. And so we that have felt like we have been, or maybe still are and always are, but a zero. God knows who we are, where we are, what we think, what we feel, what we're capable of, and what he has designed for us. You cannot be less than nothing. So don't sweat it. If you feel like you're nothing, that's as far down as you can go, okay? You cannot be less than nothing. But if you add a one in front of the zero, then each zero adds value. Think about it mathematically, okay? Jesus does not subtract or divide. He adds and multiplies. Yeah, amen. That's his plan. That's his program. Praise God. Yes. Now, Jesus is the one, and all he needs is some committed zeros. So if up to this point you've considered yourself a zero, I'm going to challenge you tonight to give that zero to Jesus and let him add value to your life. Each life takes on value when a partnership is made with Jesus. Many zeros have become valuable assets when Jesus was added to their account. Gideon became a great name. Now, the difference between Gideon's failure and his success happened when God came into the picture. And I'll tell you, when God gets in the picture of your life, things are going to change for the better. Good things are going to happen. God's got some good stuff for you. And as you give him the zero, he will add value to that. The Lord is with thee is when the zero became a mighty man of valor. And God is with you. He is with you. And he said, I'll stay with you. I'll never leave you nor forsake you, but I'll go with you, even unto the end of the world. Gideon became something when God said, go in thy might. Well, I'm a zero. I don't have any might. Oh, yes, you do. The Lord never designed you to be a loser or a failure. He designed you to be a winner and a success. That's God's design for you and I. If we haven't found the connection yet that lets that happen, let's find it tonight before we leave here. You can. We can. The ultimate difference was this. Surely I will be with you, Gideon, and with you, John, Mary, Bill, Shelley, whatever your name is. God is with you. He has called you into partnership with him. Now, we're going to illustrate the message tonight. Don't go away. I'll be back. I need a zero. Come on. Got a zero. Okay, want you right over here. Okay. Now, a zero adds up to how much?
Zero.
Nothing.
That's okay with
You're me. Not really nothing. You're something. You belong to the Lord. But she's representing the zero tonight, and she's brought this zero. So what we got to start with is we got nothing. We got a zero. But God's not through yet.
Oh, no.
Okay, so don't go away. Oh, okay? Lord. A zero is nothing. Now, here's what makes the difference. I need a one. Who's going to be the one? Come on. You're going to add value to your woman here. Want you over on this side. When we bring the Lord into our life, it adds value to us. Okay, now we had a zero, which was nothing. Now we've got a one and a zero. What have we got?
Amen.
When you add the Lord to your life, this is when value comes to you. Here's where he starts with us. When we take him into our life, we quit being a zero and we become a ten. This is the personal stuff he does with your life. In February the 3rd, 1952, on the west side of Wichita, Kansas, there was a young man got saved there. That was me. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Yeah,
I took the Lord into my life. He asked me for an invitation. Will you open up and let me come in? I'm knocking on the door. And I said, come in, Lord. And he came in. And it added value to my life. That's where it starts with us. Now, our salvation is personal. Our anointing is personal. Our calling is personal. Our gifts are personal. Our talents are personal. But we have value when the Lord is added to our life. He's got a plan for us to be more successful and be more productive than we've ever been. Now I need another zero. Give me another zero. Where's the next zero? Here we are. Okay. Zero right here. Right here. Okay. Now, the Lord has a plan. He's got all this stuff for you that is personal. Your salvation, your anointing, your calling, your gifts, your talents, it's personal. It's all personal. But his work is corporate. He's got you in mind for a team member. He's going to put you in the team. You're not going to have to do it by yourself. You're not going to be able to do it by yourself. Learn to work with the team. God has you designed to be a member of the team, and your life becomes corporate. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
First, he adds to you the one which makes you attend. Then he begins to add to you others. Now we got a one and a zero and a zero. What have we got?
100.
Got 100. Okay, it's becoming corporate. Listen, this is the way it works. Get on board, yeah, hallelujah, and let the Lord add you to His plan, to His program, to His team. He has got some work for you. I believe God has a plan for this church to grow, and He's going to grow it to you. He don't have anyone else to use to do that. It's you. He's chosen you for that, and He is going, by your commitment to Him, He's going to grow this church. Now we need another zero. Give me another zero. Come on here, zero. Right here. A zero plus Jesus. Remember, this is the message. It's a hero. We got one. Zero, zero, zero. What have we got? That's the way it works. Well, boy, that's adding up pretty quick. Well, the Word of God says, one shall chase 1,000, two shall chase 10,000. It increases to that degree. How can He do that? He's God. He can do whatever He wants to do. And whatever He can get us to work with Him on. Praise God. And so a zero plus Jesus makes a lot of difference. Hallelujah. This community is going to see you because the Lord's going to show you to them because you're performing ministry. You're touching lives. You're winning people. You're loving others. God is going to show you to the community. He wants the community to see where you are and who you are because He wants them to know that you got some of His love that He's funneled into you and filled you up with, and you've got some love to share to them. Give us another zero. Another zero. Here we come. Here we come. Amen. And we got a one and a zero and a zero and a zero and a zero. And what have we got? Corporate. It keeps going as we keep our attitudes right, as we keep our commitment in there, and as we keep our feet are going, our hands are going, and our mouth are going without saying things that we shouldn't be saying. Hello? Oh, I'll take that back. You can mark that one off. Okay. But now we've got a one and a zero, 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 zero. What have we got? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Need another zero. Come on. Look how much she has added to this deal. We got a one, zero, 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 zero. And how much have we got?
100,000.
How about that? God has got a plan to increase this church. He's going to use you. Well, I'm nobody. You used to be nobody. When He has added to your life, you have become somebody. I feel the Lord here, brother. You have become somebody. And here's the wonderful thing. You're not just somebody. You're His somebody. Okay? All right. And He loves you. And He believes in you. Well, I'm a nobody. I don't have any talents. I can't. Oh, shut up. You've got talents. You've got abilities. You've got desires. You've got heart. You can give love. He can use you. He don't have any angels to minister unto people. He's got people to carry the message to people. Amen. We're not through with the program yet. We still need another zero. Come on, zero. Come on. Come on, Mom. Amen.
I see an army of God.
Okay. Praise God.
Hey, look at this.
Here's the tall zero. Okay. Now we got a one and a zero 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 and a zero. What have we got? Okay. A zero plus Jesus makes a hero. He's going to make heroes out of all of you because He's been added to your life. There's where the value comes. And there's where your work is. I'm a motivator. If I can motivate God's people to put their hand in His hand and say, I'm ready, Lord. I'm ready to do something. Or someone might say, oh, you're too old. Ain't no need trying to tell me that. Because I'm not even old enough to retire yet. I'm still self-employed. Well, you're too young. No, the Lord starts, takes them as young as He can get them. Well, you're too fat. Uh-oh, I shouldn't have said that, would you? How old you are, how young you are, how much you weigh, how tall you are, how short you are, has nothing to do with it. God is what makes the difference and adds value to your life. And if you will commit all that you got to Him, He will use you. He will make you to be a soul winner. Yeah. We were visiting with Eric and Sandra Scroggins that has started a new work back over in Tacoma. He was telling your pastor about how insecure he was from the beginning. But his pastor, he said he was so full of fear. You know, he didn't know what to say, what to do. But I made him come available. I was his pastor. Amen. And now he's a tremendous leader. And the work of the Lord. You have value because the Lord has been added to your life. And you have a value because the Lord has put you in a corporate body. His ministry is corporate. And the more you will work together, follow this pastor and his companion. God has chosen him to lead. He will give the direction to them. Accept it. Well, he's different. He's different than me because I can't play a guitar. But I'll tell you, when we get to talking about the Lord, we're on the same page, aren't we? Praise God. Amen. A zero plus Jesus. You're not a zero. You're His somebody. And He's going to use you. Well, maybe you're too old to do anything. So no.
Not my brother Jim.
You probably ain't near as old as I am.
5 years behind you.
5 years behind me. Amen. You're just right for the Lord to use. You're just people. That's what He wants. Just common, ordinary people. And He said in His word about Elijah, said he's a man of like passion. Peter at Cornelius' house said, get up. Don't worship us. We're just men. Your people. That's what God wants. That's what He's going to win the world with. And let me remind you of this. He hasn't got anybody else to grow this church. He just got you. And He's not in trouble with that. He's got you. This couple had done a lot of work in this area. They were good pastors. And they were great friends of ours before they left and went clear around the world to Guam. Amen. But a zero plus Jesus. I want you to take this message with you. And we're gonna pray in a little bit here. And if you just want tonight to make sure you give Him your zero again, this would be a good place to do it. Amen. Amen. He's going to touch you tonight, young man. He already has. Good deal. See, I didn't know you till tonight. I know you now. I don't know your name, but if you tell me, I'll forget and then I'll ask again. Okay. But since you gave your name to the Lord, He'll never get you mixed up with anyone else. He wrote your name.
You know what He calls me?
In His book. What did He tell you? He calls you Don?
Son.
Son. Okay. Okay, that's good. Calls your son. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to pray together here, and I'm going to invite you to give Him your zeros tonight. Give them to Him and let Him add quality to your life. He's got things for you to do. He's got things for you to do. Good, profitable, blessed things. And He wants you to touch lives. He wants you to have value. And He wants you to touch lives and tell them that he has got value to add to their life if they'll give him a chance. Amen. So we're going to pray together. If you want to join this group, you can come up here. You can be right there. It don't make any difference. I'm going to pray for every one of you. Amen. I'm going to pray for every one of you. Lord, thank you for all of these that used to be zeros. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for all of these that might have felt that they were simply zeros. But the Lord, they're your valuable servants. You have chosen them. You have called them. You have ordained them. You have anointed them. Hallelujah. Lord, and you have given quality to their lives. Lord, this is your team to go out in this community and touch the hearts of people. Oh, Jesus, these are your people, Lord, and they have value because you have been added to their life, Lord. Go with them as they go into this community. Go with them as they perform ministry, Lord. Go with them as they follow this pastoral team, Lord, where they would lead them according to your direction, Lord. And I pray that you would give this pastor people that'll really add value to the ministry here at this church. Hallelujah. Oh, great God. Amen. Just give him that zero. Let him touch it again tonight. Let him give you a new blessing and you leave here with new strength in your bosom because he has added you to his team. Hallelujah. 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 Well, hallelujah. Amen. Let's give him a round of applause. Amen.